What are you listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Alright, let's try this for a second time. I'm working late,
cause I'm a podcaster.
And a guest.
Yay!
Woo! Guess who?
Oh, she's doing her own intro.
Everyone, one word. Ooh, okay.
Sexy.
Bingo.
All right, three words to describe our guest. Maddie Proud, start us off.
Svetlana.
Ooh, I like that one. Spicy.
Story time behind that one.
So many words. I'm going to pick cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. I'm going to pick three words. Mum's favourite daughter.
I'll take all three.
It's Sarah Clark! Woo!
And for context, everyone, she's a guest.
She's a guest.
She's not an interviewee, although we may interview her, but she's just here for, what did you say?
Look, I'm just here to support my friends, you know, support their podcast, so you're welcome.
If you're wondering why, famously Sarah hates media.
She does. And that's other reason she hates.
Talking about herself.
Yes.
My heart rate's currently like 150. I'm sweating and my glucose levels are through the roof. So you're welcome. Again, selfless.
And she also got about an hour's notice because we're all like, so are we going to podcast today? And so, Maddie, what housemates are her?
I know, we're really just using
She even tried to get
house.
Out of it. She FaceTimed me earlier and goes, I can't come today. And I was like, aw. I didn't even put up a fight, to be fair.
You've done really it three sweet. Times.
She sounded like she was like in a lot of trouble. So I got really concerned.
But really, I was asking what lights she had in her living room, so really important.
That's actually something we could have used to describe Sarah, is that Sarah is into the decor business at the moment.
So yeah, any assistance is greatly appreciated. I bought a dishwasher today, so, you know, really adult things here.
Wait, what's going on? Are you redesigning your room?
Unfortunately,
she's put a dishwasher in her room.
That's why I was like, how do we get to
Sarah's sick of sharing dishes with the other girls and she's put a dishwasher in her own room.
Look, it's probably something that would do, so.
Well, I need more context. Did we get a place?
I've just got a little investment property outside of Adelaide. So
he's a business owner. Sorry, a homeowner and a business owner.
It's very stressful and I'm definitely not cut out for this adulting. So help me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the last thing you needed? A wall? What sort of?
Retainer wall.
So if anyone in the Adelaide metropolitan area
that's doing a call out.
In the retaining wall industry, hit us up.
This is a serious question. Anyone available within the next week, please hit me up.
And for that, you'll get some free advertising space on the Mad Chatter podcast.
There's a couple spots.
What's your stress?
Have you actually just come on here to get free stuff?
What else do you want, Sarah?
I'm sensing.
Again, it's about developing your brand and your podcast. So.
And getting retaining walls.
We are looking for sponsors, I guess. Be a niche sponsor.
Always.
We are. I got an email.
Oh, that was, I guess it was a sponsor.
Well, I don't know. It was a bit, I was a bit confused.
Question on the spot. Dream sponsor right now.
Ooh.
And dream big.
Cadbury.
Dream big.
Love that.
Oh, I don't like that.
Freedom Furniture.
Whoa, no, that's even better. Apple.
Apple's a good one.
Apple's a great one.
Well, then once you have it, you don't really need it.
Okay, so maybe I need to be more realistic. Remedy kombucha.
Coles or Woolies, like a Woolies.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, Woolies. Like, I'm thinking like Ampol. Petrol.
Yeah, and food.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a good one.
No, I'm going for Woolies.
So if anyone from petrol or Woolies.
Well, I got asked to do something recently for ABC. I'm not going to divulge what it is because it's a bit of a secret. It's exciting. I just don't know if it's like, it's not that exciting. Well, it's exciting, but anyway, I just don't want to say it in case it's not meant to be sold. But they said to me, because they were choosing, they needed an athlete, blah, 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 blah. And the person that called me was like, oh yeah, I'm from Melbourne, but I contacted the Sydney office and was like asking about athletes and apparently just said like athletes, not even sports. And they said, oh, you should get Maddie Proud. Like, you know, she's got her podcast and she'll be good for it. And I was like, ABC? Do ABC do podcasts?
Yes.
So ABC, if you're listening, whoever the person is that listens to this that told the person from ABC about me, if you're listening, sponsor us.
No, we're going to take that offline and we're going to readdress that after the recording. Good to know.
Sorry, I really stumped us.
Yeah, you have totally stumped us. Sarah, if you could have one big sponsor for yourself right now, who would you have? Other than IKEA.
Yeah, I mean, I love furniture. I love decor. I think food would be practical. Like you walk into the store, you buy three things and it's like $100.
So fair.
I think from a financial point of view, definitely, yeah, a Woolies, Coles would be ideal.
Guys, last night I went to a Kiwi Foods looking for a tin of edamame.
What's a Kiwi Foods?
It's like a supermarket, but it's a little bit more expensive than like
an IGA.
Harris Farm.
Yeah, not like that, like an independent kind
of store. It's a highbrow.
Highbrow. But also because I just left Woolies and they didn't have the beans. And I was like, okay, boop, 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 going to Kiwi Foods. Got the tin, put it in the thing, $9. But like a canned tin of corn.
Well,
like that. And I said, thank you so much. I thought it was $2 and went and put it back and walked out.
I'm glad you had the like guts to do that.
This is quite personal, but I had to go the other day and buy a packet of tampons at the airport because I'd forgotten.
Oh, no, that's going to cost you an arm.
$13 for a packet of tampons.
That's wild.
And I'm like, it's criminal because like you're in a monopoly market because there's only one convenience store in an airport. I need a tampon. And a $13.
That's wild. You could probably get 13. Like four packets from the
I know. I actually nearly threw up. And the worst part was I even didn't go to the first one. I was like, no, surely not. And then I realized that they're all both the same stores, just different ones. I know. Thanks, Mads. You're
actually
too nice.
My grandma went to a cafe at, you know, some like bookstores, like Dimmick stores have cafes attached to them. She went to a Dimmick store in the city and was like, I'll treat myself to a coffee and a cake. $23.
Oh,
for a slice of cake and a coffee.
That is absolutely criminal.
That's my grandma you're robbing.
How dare you? Do you guys, back to the supermarket thing, I don't know if we should talk about this on air, but are you guys ever the people that like,
stops us?
Do you put a red capsicum through as a green capsicum?
Oh, like no. I do that.
Oh, yeah. You do, yeah.
Yeah. I actually haven't done it for a while.
Reddish,
or are you guys like the super like, nope, I'm doing everything by the book in this situation?
I've been doing that lately more so when they have the cameras on top of you. Yeah. That's kind of got me.
I've started doing it if I have like a red and a green. I'm like, oh, just put them both in the green because I'm just putting them both in the scale.
I feel like the HelloFresh avoids the vegetable buying.
That's true.
Well, he's a never sponsor.
I had HelloFresh fatigue, and so I've gone off of it for a bit, but I might have to get back on it.
We've switched again.
It's good to switch between Marley Spoon and HelloFresh. Best of both worlds.
You guys,
and they always come back for the 40% off. Yeah. And I'm due it again. I've only been off it for 2 weeks.
Your household is very committed to like a Chef Good or a
lazy
Marley Spoon.
No, I think it's good. I don't. It's almost not lazy because you still have to cook the meals.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate.
Lazy would be like me the other day. I just bought some like canned soup.
Yeah. Less brain power, sorry.
And it's only $25 a week. I mean, you go to the store and you buy three things. Again,
it actually is a lot more cost efficient, especially when are you buying it when it's on full price?
This is discounted.
Yeah.
We
but like, would you? Yeah. Like,
all we have.
It's probably not. Yeah. Okay.
I still think it's
still
good
worth
value.
It. That's good. That's good.
And easy to beef up as well. You can add some extra things to it.
I just had a memory, core memory come back to my brain of one time I was over at your house and we ordered Uber Eats and we had to do it twice.
Oh my God, this is such a funny story.
This is traumatic.
Did we talk about this on the podcast?
I don't know if we did, maybe. But
I think it was one of your pits or something.
Let's refresh everyone. Yeah. This could be a throwback.
It was long story short. It was you,
I've
wasn't
got
it?
Footage. If
yeah.
You
Sarah and I were ordering some pasta for a night in and the guy like delivered it. And it was it in his esky? It had exploded and fallen apart in his esky. And Sarah was out the front. And I'm like, she's been out there for like 10 minutes and she's cleaning the guy's like bag.
His waterproof pants were in the bag too.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He had to throw them out.
And then we bring it back in and it's like, there's barely anything there. And we're like, let's go again. And what are the odds it could happen twice? Well, spoiler, it happened again.
That is just ridiculous. From the same place? Do you think it's the people that are, yes, maybe it's the restaurant.
It was too full. I think the pasta was too full.
I'm blaming the cheap Tupperware.
Yeah.
Mm. It wasn't clipped on enough. Like, at least glad wrap it. I don't know,
did
something.
Did you get the money back for that?
I believe so.
Okay.
Was it the same driver?
No.
Oh, thank God. Imagine if it was the same driver.
He's come back. The first guy went home. Yeah. He was crying.
He tapped out for the night. Oh, that is amazing.
I actually have a question for you, Maddie Ibs. I'm really jumping across, but I was like,
please do.
I need to ask you about this. Origin, your boy.
What boy?
Is that out tonight? Wait, is it this Wednesday?
No. Do you think I would record a podcast on Origin? No,
I
grow
did
up.
Think. God.
Origin.
Wait, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're referring to, definitely not my boy playing hard to get, never heard of him, but Nico Hines, congratulations.
I think he listens. Sorry, I'm just, as we speak,
you know,
looking
up. Nathan Cleary.
Guys, next Wednesday, we've got late training, but we could come straight to your place after for Origin Cake.
I'm going to make one.
Your mum's
guys,
not here.
Mum's not here.
Can we actually come over?
Yes. This is actually great because Matt and I have been discussing what we like.
We don't finish training till like, what time does Origin start? 7:30. Like we could come straight from, even if we're late massage.
Question.
Yes.
What's Origin Cake?
Okay, sorry, actually.
Fake
no, Sarah. Yeah.
Fake
listener. Yeah. Okay, I must admit, though, I've thought about this. Like, if I was you, I wouldn't listen because I listen to us all the time.
Yeah, fair.
The thing is, I binge listen. So,
fair.
Yeah, right.
I save them all up.
Because you're worried that you would ever get to a point where there's not a new episode.
You're so right.
So the origins of Origin Cake, Sarah Clough.
Apologies.
And for new listeners.
And for new listeners who aren't familiar
with
my family.
Go back to episode one.
Who aren't familiar with my family traditions. It's really nothing special. It's just when we, growing up, Michelle would always make kind of the same cake for everyone's birthday, special occasion kind of thing. And it's literally just like a greens cake with fresh whipped cream, flake, another cake, fresh whipped cream, flake.
I'm hungry. So this is making me salivate.
Of late, it's not been double decker.
Will be next Wednesday.
With Betty Crocker icing under the whipped cream, sorry. But yum. However, my dad hates it. My dad doesn't like the icing. So I have to get the Tib and use it myself. Sorry, something's just fallen out.
Wait, he doesn't like icing.
My dad's just like, crazy. I don't want the icing, as if it's too much. I'm like, look at the size of your piece.
I literally scraped the top layer of a cake just to eat the icing.
So mum, it became a thing where every State of Origin night, because obviously league's big in our family, mum would make it and we'd have it at halftime.
Be as good?
No way.
That's okay.
A mother's touch.
Yes, a mother's touch.
I wouldn't get Michelle on FaceTime from overseas and she can give you some tips.
Can we please share the Friends video of your mum?
Oh my
God. Have you seen it?
I don't know if I've seen
this. Are they dancing in front of the fountain?
No, because I must admit I've skipped through a few of your things, but then I went back and was like, hang on, I need to watch this because you were doing the whole like Diana and but no.
Long story short, guys, my parents are overseas. Woo. They did Japan and now they're in New York.
Doing a really random, like,
it's kind of around the world. It was mum got a business flight for her 60th a few years ago. So they kind of
sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, like Qantas or something.
Yeah,
that's right. Qantas, I don't want that turbulence.
Also booking.com.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's a good one. Oh,
fantastic. Airbnb.
I feel like we're getting more creative now.
Okay. So guys, nothing's off limits. So sponsors listening, like just because I haven't mentioned yours doesn't mean that we're not in the market for it.
So my parents are in New York and they did the walk around Central Park. Mm-hmm. And mum thought she saw the fountain from the Friends theme song. Turns out that's on a set in LA.
Stop it.
But she recorded herself dancing in front of the
with no music.
No music.
Just dancing.
Just dancing. All quiet. And dad just had to stand there and film it. And I had text dad later, and he's like, everyone was just watching her.
And they're probably like, what's happening? Because obviously if it was the fountain, everyone would join in. But
exactly. Michelle. She sent it to my sister to put the theme song over and then surprised me with sending me that final product. And I was like, well, I'm going to take this the extra mile. And then I badly cropped her into the theme song of Friends. So like put her dancing next to like Monica and Rachel.
We'll be putting this on our socials. So anyone listening, you can get access.
Once I get the consent, you can absolutely see.
Michelle will consent to anything.
Sarah asked for it and that's all.
True.
That's my mushy. Proud of you.
Okay, enough about me. Guys, I feel like we should just do a little netty check-in because is it halfway? Somewhat through halfway the season?
It is, unfortunately for us.
Well, we don't have to talk about games and whatever specifically, but I want to talk about big moments that have happened over the last couple of weeks.
Moments that matter.
Yeah, moments that matter. The MTMs. Moments that matter. I wanted to start with the netball sin bin the other week, as I like to call it. It was in your game, actually.
It was. I forgot about it. We had it all. Isn't that the first, 7 minutes?
Mm. Yes. Firstly, can somebody, I'm looking at Turner, go through the rule?
The rule is that there is no cautions now. So you do naughty things and things that can hurt another player, you get sent off.
It specifies like the head. So technically if there's any hit to the head, I think that's an immediate send off. And then if there's anything else, it's deemed
like dangerous. Play.
And I think the problem is that this has been an international netball rule. So it's and what's been happening in the ANZ, the competition in New Zealand, is that like every single game, at least like two people are being sent off apparently. And then obviously all your, netty fans are going, well, this was sent off in New Zealand, but then this people got away with this in.
What's considered dangerous?
Like I think they said that the thing that I did with Palmy in like round one or two or whatever would have been sent off in New Zealand or like all these things that have happened. And then I think there'd been like a lot of build up in like the last week or two.
So what do you get if you're persistent obstructing? Because people are getting cautioned.
You get a warning for that think first and then you get sent off.
So there's a warning when it comes to like persistent.
Because it used to be caution, warning, off. But now it's just warning
off. Yeah. So but I think sometimes you can bypass warning if it's dangerous behaviour.
So dangerous play, you can go off, but saying you're being a pest and you're obstructing nonstop kind of thing, delaying,
like
warning.
Joe Weston and our game got a warning.
And then if she'd done it again, she would have been sent off. Yes. But the thing about, like, so what happened with Jamie was that, like, when she came back on, if she had then got, like, another warning, she would have been off for the whole game. Which I wanted to check, does that mean that they can't fill her position either?
Surely you have to replace the centre.
You can only replace
the
centre.
Yeah, so as in, like, so what? That's what they had to do. So they brought Winders in. But what I'm saying is, like, so say she had been sent off for the rest of the game, they have to play with six for the rest of the game. My other question is, if the goal, say it's the goal shooter that gets sent off, they just have to play without a goal shooter. Yeah. So it was actually kind of good for them that it was the centre, because they could have then chosen any position to take out, if that makes sense.
So if you're
if anyone wants to get sent off, make sure it's your centre.
I really need to review the rules.
Do you like that rule that someone can be sent off and not position not be refilled the whole game? Do you guys think it's
That's a rule. I
think that is a rule, but do you like that?
That someone can be sent off and not come back on?
I think the whole game is pretty rough.
If they're sent off twice and that position can't be filled, do you like the fact that a position can't be filled?
No, I think you should be able to shuffle your team to just play with. Because it's like, say, in NRL or whatever, someone gets sent off, you can kind of play then however you want. But netball's obviously very specific with
that position. No, you have just to play short in NRL.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's not like you can't rotate someone to be a fullback. Do you know what I mean? What I'm saying is,
enough people on the field,
there's enough. Like what I'm saying in netball, it's like a very...
Maybe you can during...
I don't know.
I actually don't think you can.
You have to keep it up. Yeah.
I think the thing is as well, like in netball, I think to play with six is like you're going to have to lose the game.
Even
like,
in that 2 minutes, it was a bit weird.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they actually did quite well. We probably didn't. But like, I think if it was for the whole game, it's like not sustainable. So you're essentially, if someone gets sent off in the first quarter, like you might as well not play the game because you'd surely think that a team would
done.
I don't know. But I think that Jamie's wasn't that bad. Like, I don't know whether that
I think worth a warning. Agreed. Next time.
Yeah. I think it was just hard because she, I don't know, I think I would have done exactly what she did in that situation.
Yeah.
Like, I would have ducked my head and be like, oh, shit,
and
I can't get out of here.
She's obviously very strong. Yeah. Like, so the outcome was worse. Like, I think... And that's the hard part. They've said it's not like intention doesn't come into play at all. No. It's like all about the outcome, which is just like, I guess it's like any sport. But I don't know. I guess they've got to be careful. And I think the fact that like concussions and stuff are becoming more prevalent, like I get the idea of like protecting the head and stuff, but I just don't know. I worry though that then it's going to become too much of a thing and it's going to take away like the ability to have a contest.
I like the idea of the netties. I like to call it the netties head and bin. Yeah. But for persistent breaking or delaying or whatever, there was a game that you guys played the other week. I won't say who. But I caught it very early that someone was being very delayy and then took him a hot minute to get a warning. And I was like, if this happened 3 quarters ago, they hadn't stopped. And then I would have liked to see them go in the bin for 2 minutes.
That's true.
I would have enjoyed that.
And because that's kind of like intentional, because you are intense. Like a once-off incident could just be like a contest. Like, but something like that is like you're deliberately
and
doing
no one's
it
going
consistently
out there to hurt anyone. No. But people will be...
pests.
I'm going to obstruct or I'm going to contact you deliberately, Sarah.
They do advance it.
Yeah. Not enough.
But
how many times is enough? But how many times is like...
Well, that's... I don't think it's been pushed that much because people usually adjust after the advance.
I feel like it depends on what like the topic of the week is for the umpires. Like they might get told this week, we're going to, you know, upon reviewing last week, like we had two short passes in our game and I was like, the short pass hasn't been called like the whole season, but obviously that somehow come up like in the their pre-game review or whatever. I thought that seems to happen, or like they'll be like, all right, we're focusing on obstruction or we're focusing on this. And I thought whenever something like that's a focus, it seems to get picked up, but you're right. Like then break, or like they'll say, you know, this game we're going to focus on breaking and we'll advance that.
Well, I have a question for you, Maddie Ibs.
Why?
Because I feel like you've got a different point of view.
Okay.
Jesus.
That's fair.
Sheesh.
Descent. Because for us, it's like automatic warning, switch of play, whoever has the ball, if you have descent to the umpires. But in every other sport, like how long does it go on for NRL before someone's...
AFL, it's 15-minute penalty now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Any descent?
Like immediately. Yeah.
What about NRL?
Depends on the umpire. Oh, on the umpire. On the referee. Like the other week, the Tigers had a game and we had a female referee and... That became the topic of the week the next week, but she sent somebody in the bin, maybe one or two people, but definitely one person for dissent instantly, but he's a dickhead.
Because basketball deserved.
But I think it depends on the ref.
AFL has definitely changed recently. Like, there's been a few big things that have happened this season at AFL where, like, like it's changed a game with, like, a 50-metre, like, ride
it's,
on
it's crazy how you were saying, like, that whole topic of the week that, like, this happens, like, NRL a few years ago. It was, what was it? Might have been shoulder charge. Oh, no, sorry. Head, like touching in the head. Now, at the moment, it's hip drop, which is very, like, it's really dangerous if someone hip drops, but it's very, like,
subjective.
Subjective.
So it's kind of like if I tackle you around the hips, then I let go and drop and then tackle you lower. Oh. Really dangerous, like knees and ankles and blah, blah, blah.
It's like a breaker.
But now, like, you're, if any, like, potentially you slow it down, it looks kind of like a hip jerk. Bin. Mm. So it's kind of like whatever it is of the week. Descent used to be, they used to crack down very, like, some weeks it would be like, oh, the previous week someone was yapping off at the ref. We're not going to have it anymore. Then the next few weeks, it's like you say one more thing,
you
you're
can't
gone.
Even breathe.
How's like, the cricket descent? Daniel's familiar with this one.
They are so strict with it. Like, I'll never forget the very first game I went to of Daniel's. It was in Melbourne, and the game finished. They lost, like, just, and it was like because of bad light or something like that. Like, it was quite bad. And I'm like, wait, I didn't wait around because obviously they take a bit to go into the change rooms. And I'm like back at the hotel that like, we're staying at and I'm thinking, like, we're meant to be going out for dinner. And I'm like, God, it's been like a long time and he's still not back. Anyway, I eventually get like a text being like, just in with the umpires, trying not to lose half my match payment. And apparently, because I can't even remember now what it was. I think it was something to do with the bad light. Like, they wanted to keep playing because they might have been able to win and stuff. And he must have, you know, said something to the umpires. But it meant that he had to have a full, like, meeting after the game with the umpires. And for them, they get, payments taken away. And then it's so weird in cricket as well that if, like, if something happens as well, it's often like the captain gets punished. So I don't know if you guys, like, if they don't get their overs done in time, say in like Big Bash, because it's all about like getting them done in a certain amount of time. If they like progressively like don't do it, the captain will have to like sit out a game.
Really?
So there was like an example for the Sixers, I think, where Alyssa Healy was the captain. Oh no, sorry, it was Elise Perry.
That's a way to make people accountable.
Yeah, and she was like, she had like, because obviously they're setting the field, and so they kind of say it's the captain's fault. Again, people don't fact check me. I think it was Elise Perry.
We're missing Matthew today.
Yeah, anyway, she got, missed a couple of games in the Big Bash because of the team. So it's like, imagine that. Like, we do something bad. And
God,
it's like,
do you
Maddie,
if you're indecisive?
Slap on the lips.
Like, run there. Oh, kidding. Like,
lucky I'm injured at the moment. So I have to get missed out. It's not too far to go.
What to you guys, though? Sarah, I'm going to ask you.
Ooh.
She looks nervous. What to you classify as dissent, though?
I think you're allowed to ask umpire, like, clarifying questions. Like,
in the moment?
Yes, but as soon as you're arguing like, no, that's ours, that's yours, whatever, I think
that's it, just
arguing with the opinion, that's, just show the umpire some respect.
Yeah, right, okay, interesting. What if it's a comment where the ball's kind of gone down the court and you're like, are you serious? Out loud to the atmosphere.
I don't know. It seems to be a bit weird.
not directive, but out to the atmosphere.
It's inconsistent.
Yeah, a lot of it's like there was even an example in one of our games earlier in the year where the defenders like around the circle when our shooters were shooting were calling like, one, two, three, that's held.
God, I hate that.
And I remember going to the umpires because I was like, that's distracting me. Like, and intimidation's like a rule as well. Yeah, and I've been told, like, I remember when I used to play goal defence, I used to like talk in front of the person's face and I got picked up for intimidation. So I was like, I thought that was a rule. And so I went over to the umpires at halftime and said, look, not sure if this is a rule, but blah, 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 it's happening. They sort of were a bit defensive and like, well, your team does it too. And I was kind of like, I didn't realise that. But anyway, they didn't, like nothing sort of happened because they said, oh, it kind of depends on whether it's impacting like their ability to shoot the goal. And I'm like, well, I don't know if it is or isn't. But I feel like a lot of netball rules are quite like up for interpretation.
Like even intimidation over the ball or, I'm going to ask Turner and Says here, that rule where it's like, you've got the 3 feet, they step in, you touch the ball.
Oh, don't.
Don't ask Tony Proud, my dad, about that. That's nearly got kicked out of stadiums,
so
that rule.
So technically, if I'm shooting, Sarah's got a hand up, I step in and touch your hand, that's contact, even though I've stepped in. But
technically, it's on
be.
You. Technically, it's meant to be you.
But we always get called.
So defenders shouldn't bring their hand down to the ball, and that's often what they say happens. But, I feel
but
like a lot of the time they're just sustaining that.
A shooter balks it into your hand.
That should be contact on them.
9 times out of 10, you will get the call.
It's never picked up.
Look, if we need advice, so please give us.
Who's the Liz? Where's Liz?
Do you know what
get my number.
Get the chair.
Do you know what Shimo used to do?
Oh my god, this is my favorite thing.
She used to do a few things. She used to be like, your mum shops at Kmart,
which is a flex these days.
And then the other one was when she was standing out next to, say she caused a contact or obstruction, standing out, she would blow in the shooter's armpit.
Like air
in their ear.
Oh, in the ear.
That's intimidation.
I thought she did in the armpit as well. Maybe it depends on how tall they were.
Was she just like, hey, baby mama, let me That's not a bad tactic. Can you imagine?
Very off-putting.
What if
it's so funny.
Okay, new tactic. Someone's shooting. You haven't got any hands up, but you just go one, two. Biggest guttural scream. Thoughts and feelings.
I think that's intimidation.
I mean, I've heard worse.
Well, then she could be like, spider. Like, you could definitely play it off.
Oh my God, is there a hole in your dress? Like,
you're bleeding.
I'm going to try all of these.
I'm all about it. I've suggested that a million times for people going for gold.
And also, you might as well try it once, then you get done and you move on.
You'll never know until you try.
Exactly.
We'll come back and give you the review.
Amazing. I mean, she's coming back.
Hey!
I think she's got the hang of it. She's a comedian over here.
I like observing, you know. I'm just here for a good time.
My favourite thing, my favourite memories, this is such a random one, but when I was working with you guys, it's not even memory, but one of the things that you told me, because I remember, I think we might have been talking about media day or something, blah, 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 and you were like, in my early days, if I knew I was having a really good game and I knew that they would ask me in the post-match interview to like chat to the TV, I would almost try and have a bad game to finish off the quarter because I didn't want to talk.
Never.
This is an actual legitimate fear, guys.
No, I don't blame you. It's awful.
It's fine. I'm working on it.
No, you are great at it. You're great at it.
I don't know. I actually know how you guys do it.
My worst ones are the halftime ones because you've just come off the court. Your adrenaline's so high. Mm. I talk fast as it is, but like I'm on 3x speed at halftime. Like it's ridiculous.
You don't listen to my halftime interview in the game. I was like, they're like, how are you going to do better in the second half? I was like, score more goals, win more ball. That didn't age well,
yeah, we score, what, 8 goals in the second half or something.
I think I'm on the black cross list for halftime interview. So.
Otherwise she's inspired.
Sarah just sprints to the change rooms.
I've managed to avoid it for
Sarah's
the past
Sarah's at 29 interceptions.
And because Maddie's out, I'm pretty sure they're just rotating between Helen, Paige and I.
I mean, I would love to do it if I was good at it, but it's just,
you just need to back yourself. You're a smart cookie.
You're fantastic.
Another moment that mattered, I just want to.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, I just want to bring this back. We keep getting distracted.
I know we're a couple of weeks late on this, but we had things on. We're busy working mums. The Lightning Giants game, score controversy.
Oh, I wanted to go to bed. Like, it dragged on for so long.
I wanted to watch The Idea of You. That was the night I'd planned to watch The Idea of You. And I was so excited. I had my Daniel's, like, sister's login ready to go on Prime. I'm, like, getting it all ready, about to start it. And then this happened.
Worked for me. I was at a dinner. And I came back and Matt's like, get upstairs.
Yes! 10 more minutes.
It
was a late night.
Scandal.
The thing that just gets me, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, they get the score wrong, that the mismatch between, yeah, obviously this one was different because the actual score, I can't even work out what the hell it was.
It was meant to go, it was a draw.
I just don't get how in this day and age where we can send people into space, we can't make sure that the score that's on the board at the game is the champion data proper score.
I love it. That was your, like, comparison.
No, I get it. Top 5 things that we can do in science and technology.
That's my 5. That's my 5 that we can do, but we can't. We can, you know, run an electric car. We can run our houses on the sun.
AI.
We can, they can make it, bloody, we can make Justin Bieber collaborate in a song with somebody else and it's not even his voice.
Yeah.
Yet, we cannot get champion data scores up at the netball.
And you're only adding 2s or 1s.
Exactly. It's not that hard, the maths. Like, I'm sorry that if people are listening that that's their job, because I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than we think, but be better.
God, since you're not playing, you're really like having to spit out this stuff.
I'm going to come back and everyone's going to be so critical because I can be so critical.
Hey, it's easy from the cheap seats.
It is.
The most amazing thing to me was the fact that everyone had cooled down and then had to warm up again in 10 minutes.
I would struggle.
100%. Well, obviously it showed with the players that didn't come on in the second, the time on, sorry. It was a bit of an OHS.
Yeah, 100%.
But I was like, just make the decision quicker.
Yeah.
That's what I couldn't work out. I'm like, have we not got someone just like watching it back in 2 speed and, you know, pen and paper?
I do think, yeah, you're right. Like, they need someone that it's their job to make that decision.
Yeah.
I mean, if there'd been an injury, I think, thank God there wasn't an injury or anything in that time. Because if there had been, then all hell would have broken loose.
And even half the fans had left. Like, imagine getting home and being like, wait, the game's still on.
I wonder if the venue staff got paid extra time.
They wouldn't have. The former employee.
You were working experience. That game.
I was working that game.
You were with your...
For the popo.
Yeah.
For the popo. Anyway. All right. Any other moments that mattered in the last few weeks that I can't think of?
None of significance really from our end, unfortunately.
Forget the last weekend.
Yeah, we got a record for the wrong reason.
How about we don't talk about that moment? Because that
is perfect.
We don't want that to matter.
No, it does not matter at all.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up and then we'll come back with some fun times with Sarah
With a
Cloud.
Real hard-hitting interview with Sarah Cloud.
I can't wait. She's a guest. Don't say the I word. Okay, Sarah Clow. Because you refused to do an interview, which is totally fun.
She's coming into it. Maybe next week.
We're going to ask you some more fun questions about, I guess, your likes and dislikes, your hobbies.
20 questions, hit me.
I wanted to actually.
20 questions.
I wanted to start off because as we all know and has been discussed, I've been on my book journey. And then
Sarah's got giddy.
Sarah has done the same as me. So she did Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, and now she's into ACOTAR. You're back on Iron Flame, aren't you, Pratt?
Yes, I'm well and truly into it. And okay. Yeah.
It's so unhealthy. Oh, my God. It's all I can think about. I even bought a Kindle and now I leech off Maddie Turner's sister. Thank you, Carly.
When she texts me, I felt like what I was texting Turner.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great.
I said, you make me feel normal.
I still feel like we haven't fully debriefed over
Iron Flame. We have to wait for Proudy to finish Iron
Flame. What are you up to in the ACOTAR series?
I'm up to book two.
Because I've had a few people that have replied, like, since I've put stuff on social media saying that they reckon ACOTAR's better than Fourth Wing.
Tegan likes ACOTAR better.
But to be fair, ACOTAR's got five potentially.
That's what everyone
books.
Has said, but they've also said just in general that
ACOTAR's good because there's a closing. There's like a nice round package.
Whereas there's going to be a third.
There's going to be five.
Oh, Fourth Wing.
Apparently there's also potentially another ACOTAR coming out.
And?
Yep.
I don't think I've hit the pinnacle moment in book two.
You haven't. You know when you
I'm 20% in.
You'll know when you have.
I love when you know someone's a Kindle reader because you're 20% in.
What was that?
21%. Someone's picking up Fourth Wing, I think.
Oh, please. I was like, no, surely.
Yeah. Tegan shared that with me with, I think Amazon is looking to.
Are we sure it's not like fake
to pick
news?
Up Fourth it could be clickbait, but I want to believe it.
Yeah, me
Let
too.
Let me believe it.
Who's playing Zayden for you guys? Have we already discussed this?
I don't know, but he needs to be hot.
He needs to be steaming.
It could actually. I think Matt and I did discuss this like at home. I could see like a Jacob Elordi.
No.
He ripped up, got ripped a bit
more.
Doesn't quite. No.
But you've got to look young. You're like a high school student.
I know, but
no. Okay. Well, I'm waiting for your option.
I don't have any other options.
I'm bad with actors' names, but I like the fan art. So, I mean, just recreate that.
The fan art is AI. Unreal.
Shouldn't like AI like create someone? Like,
really I shouldn't be attracted to the AI fan art like I am. Wait till you. Oh, I can't even say it.
Do you know why? Oh, no, I don't know.
I have more fan cast for someone else in ACOTAR, but I'm not going to say it yet.
Okay, I need to read ACOTAR first.
Maddie Turner knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, all right, I guess I made the suggestion. You guys all put it down with no other options. So,
no, I feel like I've got images, but I can't think.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, Niall Horan.
It always goes
Niall's
back.
Niall's a little bit too soft for the role, I think.
I did see a photo.
Dark.
Mm. I saw a photo the other week of Margot Robbie talking to the author of the ACOTAR series. People think that she might be like producing,
ooh.
I don't know, a movie series, a book series. I don't know. A lot of people want it animated. I don't
know. No. Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. No.
Thank you. That was my reaction too.
Disgusting. What is the actual question you're asking here?
How's it going? Like actors. But I love how it's taken like the SSN by storm as well. Like I love how the Mavericks put up a reel the other day and they're all reading Iron Flame.
Yeah, Molly Jovic's like, dragon porn. Dragon and then she messaged me. Do you know who I could almost see doing it if he had darker Ali's hair? Is the guy from Maxton Hall that we were watching, James.
Yes.
If anyone's on the Maxton Hall, my TikTok's all over it now. I've finished
I haven't
it's
finished
like
it
a
yet.
German like gossip girl said like a book. Anyway, but we watched it like, a lot of people just watch it with the English subtitles. We watched it dubbed in English, which actually wasn't so bad. And it was fantastic. So I'm looking at the fan out here. People have said like him, but he looks a bit too young, I think.
Oh, no.
He's not badass enough.
I need a bit more manly.
Yeah.
Like there's this chisel. Guy. He's got the eyes.
Ooh, he's
I like
eyes.
Him. Sorry.
He's
I'm showing, for people listening at home, I'm showing his name's Richard Dace. And the first guy I showed was Gabrielle Guerva.
I like Richard.
I like Richie too.
Ali's also become a reader and she's not a reader, but she's like hooked on it. Like she's like, I can picture it. And like,
even you have started something.
I said that Felix Mallard, you know who's in that Ginny and Georgia? If he got ripped, he would. He's Australian.
There's a lot of
actually.
People that like. If I'm like, oh, if you got ripped, you could be up for the part.
Yeah, the Felix one. I think if he was ripped, he'd be perfect. Anyway, sorry, I'm going to stop Googling men.
Daniel's like, oh, this search history.
Sorry, Daniel.
It's been 4 days.
He's been away here for a week, and I'm already.
Starts crying.
Sorry, the book question was just one that I wanted to ask you personally.
All right, this or that, Fourth Wing or ACOTAR?
Yeah, that's how we're going to start.
Fourth Wing, but I haven't hit the pinnacle event in book two, so you'll have to ask me in like a week or two.
Okay. Yeah. Turner, this or that for Sarah?
Oh, I thought you meant for me. I was like, I don't know which book I'd pick.
Also, Ellie Timu is like, her fiance is reading Fourth Wing.
Shout
like
out to
Isaiah Papali'i.
Papali'i.
Is reading Fourth Wing.
Yeah, so everyone could round it.
All right, mine. Something that like irks you, a this or that. One, getting told you're really tall, or Peppy barking.
What? Peppy's the dog next to
our neighbour's dog is so annoying.
Oh, so I like to think I have a bit of control over Peppy now. I just shout out my window at like 7 o'clock. Like, I don't know. I can't really say it now, but I have, like, full lungs, like, shut up, Pepe. And then it's really awkward. Sometimes the owners are, like, standing down there and they hear me, like, yelling
out.
Well,
they should be doing it too.
I just don't know how they stand.
I know.
Like, nonstop, honestly. But it is a little bit of a relief. Usually we've got Pepe. They're actually dog sitting another dog at the moment. But we've usually got another dog out the back as well who just doesn't shut up as well. So they, like, kind of start each other off. So it's, yeah, it's a fun time. But definitely being tall, I get, you know, comments three plus times a day. And it's like, shit, really?
Same.
Am I tall?
Yeah. But you're picking Peppy.
But thanks for pointing it out,
no, guys. You're picking the more annoying thing is the tall thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's big.
So people listening, don't ask. But also, sorry, onto the dog thing, Sarah, I just need you to talk about the thing that you did. Do you want me to set the scene or do you want to set the scene?
You can set the scene.
So, like, Sarah was just really feeling like she wanted a dog in her life. And she was feeling a little bit, yeah, extra money. And so she set up for, like, what is it, like Tinder for dogs?
Mad
Paws?
Is that like a dog walking or is it
dog sitting?
You can dog walk, you can dog sit, or you can go to the other, like, the owner's place and stay at their house. So you can, yeah, house sit as well. Yeah, house sit.
Was it your first experience that was this one?
Oh, you've done it.
Yeah, and I probably won't do it again. But it was a great experience.
This
and my housemates really enjoyed
this
it.
Really out of your comfort
we
zone.
We were really hungover. This is like a couple of years ago. We were so hungover.
Like severely.
And it gets like, I think you kind of half forgotten. You're like, oh my God, this dog is meant to be coming over for me to dog sit.
And when you're picturing dogs on Mad Paws, they're like hard dogs. They're not pretty.
This one had like didn't have like a nose. Dyed pink tail or something.
Aww. Some of it was a cute. Boxer, wasn't it?
I had
I was scared of it.
Golden retriever. And that was like cute, but also like a lot of hard work because it was 9 months old and just didn't
this stop one was barking. A boxer with a pink tail.
We'll share photos, don't you worry. But yeah, Maddie Proud's a really keen dog person and somehow the dog got inside and she was just sitting on grandma's chair and then all of a sudden the dog went to go sniff her hand and she like full jumped out of her chair like, oh my God, I've never seen her so scared of her.
Well, for starters, we don't have a dog, so I was a bit confused when a dog started licking me.
She was half asleep.
I was half asleep. I was like over. I had the Sunday scaries and then the dog literally scared me.
Oh. And then you were patting it outside with your foot and asleep in the chair.
It was not.
You're like, I'm going to go walk and anyone want to come? Or like, no.
So this was, I thought this was recently.
No, sorry. That just
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then I dog sat for a puppy, a golden retriever over New Year's, but I ended up having to give the dog back early because I just couldn't handle it. So that was a good realization point that dogs are a big commitment and I'm not ready.
That's a good point you make though, because I think a lot of people get a dog before they've sort of thought it through. So maybe Mad Paws is the right stop on your journey to becoming a dog owner.
Actually, I've got a funny story to add. I don't think we've told it on the podcast yet about dog sitting. Allie.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Dog sitting Allie or Allie?
There's a few things that happened during this. I'll try and tell it briefly. So she's dog sitting a Weimaraner. So it's like a greyhound looking dog.
Right. Okay.
All right. But she's got to get from one house to the next.
Sarah's already laughing.
She's got to get from one house to the next house, but she didn't drive. Okay. Right. So I think she had a few drinks or whatever and then has left her car at home. But anyway, had to get from A to B, but has this dog with her. So she's like,
can we also say that the dog's name is Gus and she thought it was called Doug.
Oh my God.
And she's messaging the owners being like, Doug's going great.
Should we just do a flex right now and say who the owner was?
Yeah, sure.
It was Nathan Lyon. She was house sitting for Nathan Lyon and there was dog sitting for him.
But
so
Gary.
Nathan and Emma, if you're listening, sorry, she took really good care of Gus, aka Doug.
So now we call everything Doug. Because
that's why the duck was called Doug on the previous episode.
Also, if Nathan Lyon's listening, oh my God, big fan.
We'll get you on the app soon.
Anyway, so she's going to get it from A to B. So she's called, like, she's booked an Uber, but Uber Pets.
Okay.
Fun fact, Uber Pets is for little dogs.
Okay.
Not for giants.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
That's their wrong app. Yeah, I didn't think it was a thing either. It's wrong advertising, though, if they don't specify the dimensions
of
the dog.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
I know what you mean, but people are logical.
Yeah, so she jumped in this Uber with this giant dog in the back with her. She's like, yeah, the driver didn't like when Gus licked his head. I was like, well, what do you think?
Oh my God.
Sorry, just another thing. Don't dog sit.
Yeah.
Oh, Ali.
I'm not dog sitting anytime soon. Yeah. So
but funny.
I would never have even known Uber for dogs was a thing.
I didn't know either.
So, when she sent a picture of her in the back.
That's what I wrote back. Because I didn't even think. I was like, I wrote back being like, did you tell the Uber driver before you got in that you had this thing with you?
Thing.
I mean, Gussie, beautiful thing.
Tell us how
thing.
You really feel about dogs.
Beautiful thing. Can you tell I said no to house sitting?
Iconic. Okay. Says, this one is a big question for you as a bit of a music nerd. I will set the scene. So, Hans Zimmer or John Williams? Now, for people in the room who aren't familiar, Hans Zimmer is the composer of
Disney,
Pirates of the Caribbean, Gladiator, Interstellar, Inception, Batman, Top Gun, James Bond, Sherlock. John Williams did Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Jaws, Harry Potter, Schindler's List. We're talking about the music here, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
That's so easy. Hans.
Hans.
I thought Hans too, but there is some very iconic.
Like, I'm thinking of Hans Christian Andersen. Who did, what, who's,
who
what?
Did The Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid. That's what I was thinking. It's like Disney. Sorry.
He's a writer.
Sorry, not a different Hans.
No. The Hans.
I also like Klaus Badet, or I think that's how you say it. I don't know. But he also. No, he also does like Pirates and Caribbean, Braveheart, Pearl Harbor. I mean, don't quote me, but like along those lines. And he's like beautiful as well.
I thought that
I mean, not as a person, but his music's beautiful. Music.
Sarah, can I'm we sure like, while, I mean, we've brought up the topic, so we might as well ask some questions. Can you, people might not know listening to this that you do have a very, you have a lot of musical bones in your body. Can you run us through how you got into music, what instruments you play, all of that about how you went to sort of boarding school through a music scholarship, all those sorts of things?
Did you?
I did.
She wasn't a sports star. She was a music star.
Oh my god, you had a real
Troy Bolton. She was Troy Bolton. Oh my god. That is the title of this episode. We have Troy Bolton on the episode. Sarah Clow is the modern day Troy Bolton. I'm having heart palpitations. I'm getting so excited. Sorry.
Okay, Troy, talk to us about your experience.
That's such an honor. Thanks, guys. To be compared.
Wait, she's kind of the opposite, isn't she?
She went down a different route.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the inverse. That's why she's literally the female version because she does the opposite and then ends up the other side. Sorry.
Amazing. Continue.
How's the movie going?
I guess, yeah, growing up, mum played the piano, had a piano in the house, kind of just, you know, twinkled along. My sister played flute, kind of had music in the family. I picked up the violin when I was six. I've always wanted to learn the cello though, but in the country there was limited musical instruments, so I had to, you know.
Australia.
Oh, in regional South Australia.
Regional SA.
Shout out to Yorktown.
Go Yorktown. Started playing the violin when I was six, and then kind of just continued. I was terrible, always forgot my instrument, didn't practice. I was, pretty bad, but that's okay. It was a good learning. And then I picked up the clarinet 2 years, 3 years, played in a few bands, whatever, and then
What was the most iconic band name you played in?
Oh my god, yes. What was the band?
Soundwave.
Stop it. I love that. I love
that's actually
that.
Not embarrassing.
I like it. Do you guys have any like stuff out there that I can listen to?
With the clarinet.
Any LimeWire?
Look, we weren't good enough to record, but I'm sure I can, you know, find something. Do a personal, you know, recording for you. Like.
Please do, please.
Sorry,
do.
Continue. Yep.
And then I decided I didn't like the clarinet because it was too honky. And so I decided to play the flute. So I picked that up in year seven and one of my really good friends played as well. So I was like, oh, cool. Why not copy? And so I played that up until year 12 with the violin. And I did solo performance and I played in the orchestra and band. I guess that was kind of like my stepping stone into boarding school. So I had a really cool piano teacher, Helen Stockings, shout out. She was a really great mentor. My brother and sister, they weren't able to go to boarding school, just, you know, financial cost, arm and leg.
Wait, how old were you when you went to boarding school?
I was 15. Okay. So we have this thing called the field days and they have like all the colleges there and I kind of like went around and got all their pamphlets and chatted to some people and my piano teacher kind of was like, oh, why not just reach out and see and have a meeting with them? And then they remembered me from the field days and they were quite impressed with me. I mean, how could they not be?
You sold yourself at 50. I'm so impressed.
My door is agape listening.
Desperate times, but that's okay. But there was also another connection. Emmanuel College was the school that I went to. Absolutely loved it there.
Shout out to the Immy Doves.
I used to say that.
That's my favorite. I wish I didn't know that.
It's kind of a signature move.
I was jealous. I used to play against the Dubs, and I was like, "Why can't my school have like a bird call?" Anyway, sorry, detracting.
But yeah, anyway, Emmanuel College had the orchestra come down to the York Peninsula, and I got to join in as like an invitee. That's and so I was cool. Like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And I felt like I was
playing
like,
the flute in that?
No, violin.
Violin, yeah.
And I thought I was like, you know, playing for Hans Zimmer. Like, I thought I was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. I've always loved music as like an outlet. If I'm stressed, I always just, you know, go on the piano, have a little twinkle. It's quite soothing, get the endorphins going. But yeah, that's about it. And then in COVID, I got a bit bored, and I've always wanted, like, my dream has to learn the cello. So I, yeah, splurged and bought a cello. And I practiced it a lot. And then when my housemates moved back in, I decided to just park in the corner because they didn't want to hear me
screech. No, she thinks we didn't want to hear it, but we loved it.
Peppy, no. Sarah on the cello, yes.
Yes. Honestly, I'm so bad. But, I mean, one day, hey. And so I don't regret it.
What are you best at, and what do you like playing the most?
I enjoy playing the piano the most because, I don't know, it's just easy and it sounds nice, whereas violin can get a little bit screechy if you haven't.
The sound of the violin.
Played it for a while. My best instrument's probably the flute. So I had a really cool flute teacher, and for my final performance I had like the drums and like a bass guitar, like,
do you have a video of it?
It was like a jazz song. I don't know. I actually looked at my phone. I couldn't find it.
Oh.
But
oh, we will find it.
Lucky I have this flute I prepared earlier.
But yeah, I guess music. Like growing up in the country, there's not a whole lot to do. Like obviously play sport, netball, basketball were my main ones, and then yeah, obviously music. So in my spare time, always played music and was, you know, part of lots of different bands. And growing up, I was part of the York Peninsula Chamber Strings. So we used to play at weddings and that.
That's so cool. I did not know that.
From like year 7 to year 9. So I was very lucky to be part of that just for a bit of experience. But yeah, I'm terrible now. I don't practice. So yeah.
Did you actually have to do a Troy Bolton moment where you were like, I have to pick sport or music? Or was the music like, I actually don't really want to play like professionally
why
in an orchestra?
Why am I feeling so wrong? My head's in the game, but my heart's in the
Did
song.
You go back to your high school and sing Scream?
You guys are really musical too.
Do you think she is every episode?
I know, I'm feeling a bit like stressed on this episode about singing too much because Sarah knows about tune and tone and everything.
No, you're okay. You're getting there. Good job. Keep it up. What was I going to say? When I was doing my year 12 preferences, they were like the most random things ever. It was like occupational therapy, physio, health science. And then it was like music teaching or like some other thing. So I think for me, I didn't like the thought of teaching, but I would have loved to have gone to like the conservatorium or something. But you obviously have to practice a lot for that, and playing netball and doing that, it just, yeah, obviously the moment we have to choose.
She did have a trip moment.
Okay. But I mean, I'm not saying that I was probably good enough. Like, you have to try it for it. So I actually don't know if I would have got in. But
she sells herself short.
But so going, so you ended up getting your scholarship to Emmanuel just for music, or did you get a sports scholarship too?
It was primarily for music. And I think
they called it the Troy scholarship. The TB.
Helen Stockings, I think she may have put in a good word. So thank you.
Thank you.
But I think it was like, they also knew that I played sport and I was like gigantic as well. So they're like, oh, she could be, you know, useful.
Very
handy. I'm actually in the Hall of Fame now. I officially got put on the wall.
Can you list some of the people in that Hall of Fame? Because especially netball-wise, there's some stars that have gone to school.
For the Hall of Fame, you have to represent Australia. So Nat Vomberto and her sister, Laura. Carl Chalmers. Clay Stevens, there's a few AFL people. It's
good
been
pedigree.
It's been a while, but there's like, I want to say like 40, maybe 50.
Wow.
So it's quite a sporty school.
I remember
we have
seeing
really
the,
good facilities.
When we used to go
train there.
Because even like netball wise, like they're not in the Hall of Fame, but what like they went to Emmanuel is like, who's that? Oh, Hannah Petty went to Emmanuel. She brought up like Cody Lange, who used to play. I thought there was somebody else that went, played SSN.
Or like there's heaps of like great netballers, like Stacey Hine, she played Premier League. Yeah. Hannah M. Burgess. She played for Thunderbirds.
You had lots.
Yeah. I mean, we used to dominate on Saturday mornings.
He does.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you. You're just like one of those people. They're like elite athlete. We're having
like a Collie Dalton moment with Sarah.
I know. Occupational therapist. Can play 35 instruments. I mean.
Anyone can
Nimble's
play.
Nimble's just a side hustle.
No, they can't.
Yeah,
Sarah.
At this point. So anyone
I have
can
tried.
Play.
What would you have? The drums?
Yes.
Would you rather play an instrument or be able to sing?
Ooh.
I'd always be too shy to sing, but I feel like I could get around to playing instruments. So I'd probably stick to
your that, voice like, is an instrument.
I mean, I'm already a great singer. So what are you talking about?
You got the operatic voice.
I love how we've snuck in an interview here.
That was the plan all along.
You're so comfy.
My goal, like, well, not my goal, but I really want to go to one of those like movies where they've got the orchestra.
Sarah.
In front.
We've talked about this so many times. We have to go.
Oh,
Love
so
Actually,
good.
Every year we say, let's go to the Love Actually one.
We should at Christmas time this year.
Pirates is coming in June, but I'm away.
Oh. Guys, let's lock it in Love Actually, December 2024.
If you had a friend like ask you to play for like their wedding or something tomorrow, would you do it?
Well, I did get asked, but I'm just too rusty. And like, if I'm going to perform, I want to know that I'm good and do a good job. So,
what if it was piano?
If it was like one or two songs, yeah, like I could learn it, but I probably don't practice enough.
Are you a learn by ear?
Sheet music.
Sheet music.
Yeah. I mean.
She's a reader.
I am a reader.
Another this or that. Maddie Proud, if you got one for Sez.
Okay. I had some instrument ones, so it's good that you did that. We've kind of covered most of mine. Sally or Svetlana?
Oh, yeah. I want this story.
No stories. It's not appropriate.
No, it's not. It's not about. It's just a joke that Sarah's alter ego is that when sometimes when she has a few drinks, she gets like turns into Sally, which is like funny. And
I
then,
love Sally.
I'm an elite athlete. I don't drink.
Hey, don't worry. She's we've talked about more than that on this podcast. And then Svetlana's like, if we've got like, they could go either way. It's like fun Sally or like crazy Svetlana.
Sally,
so different sounding.
Sally's a good time. She's happy. Like wants to have a good time, have a boogie, and then I feel like I get targeted because I'm tall.
I'm actually
just having a good time.
You don't have this problem with Maddie Ibs.
I'm being harmless, and then next minute the security guards are tapping me on the shoulder.
They do target Sarah. It is like
because they can see
it's
you.
It's discrimination.
And then within 5 seconds, Sally's gone. Svetlana, hello.
Svetlana is Svetlana.
Or goodbye.
And the security guard cops a little, just a little bit of love.
Just please, she pleads her case is what she does.
But it's okay. I'm just trying to stand up for myself.
Is that the biggest stitch up when you're maybe not for you guys as elite athletes, but like we're arguing with the security guard.
And they just don't. Like, I love how we try and like think that they're going to change their mind. No. But they're like, I don't want to be here. You guys are having a good time.
They're like the umpires.
I used to pull this out and I used to think this was going to help my case. I used to say, I can still spell onomatopoeia. I'm not that drunk.
Oh my God. Maddie Turner is pointing at me right now because I have had a moment back when we lived in Adelaide where I got kicked out after we won nationals, wasn't it? And I've yelled out, I'm so sober, I could do a physics test right now. So obviously I was like in year 12 or something at the time, but I kept going on and on and on about it. Pretty sure I was asleep inside. But anyway, I could have done a physics test.
That's funny. I
have onomatopoeia. I wouldn't spell it for me right now.
Onomatopoeia. I-A-E-I-A.
I wouldn't have.
It's blinked. Just one of those things that, like, I remember learning it in year
like
6.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah.
I've got another. Oh, sorry, you go.
Oh, just going back to that, though, like, my most recent, I mean, it was, like, 2 years ago. so we had a great day, a few champagnes, whatever. Maybe I was getting a little bit too rowdy, but that's fair. And then so I got escorted out. And as I'm getting escorted out, one of the other girls is like dry humping the security guard on my way out. And like, with the biggest facial expressions.
I do hate that.
And they're balancing a jug on their head.
Oh my God. How is this fair?
That is discrimination. You should,
That is also a great move, though, throwing someone else under the bus.
Yeah.
When you're like, look
at me. Look at them. Yeah. So.
Oh, that is so funny.
I've got grounds.
I was going to jump in with another this or that quickly.
Please.
Okay, you can only live with one of them, cheese or Nutella.
Ooh. And that's one I also had written down, which is crazy.
Well, I am a diabetic for those following along.
Don't let that influence your decision.
So Nutella's probably a little bit harder to manage. definitely cheese because you can get hard cheese, soft cheese.
Yeah, there's so much variety.
You can have a cheese toasty, cheese on crackers. You can have, smoked cheese.
What's your favourite cheese?
Gouda.
My favourite's Gouda.
I do like the soft cheeses. Maybe like a creamy camembert.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, I also don't mind, I don't know if it's a cheese, but you know the ones that we get like cranberries and the almonds?
Oh, they're cheese. So yum.
We haven't had those in a while.
Yeah, they're delicious. We need cheese platter ASAP.
Like carrot cake, cream cheese.
Oh, cheese is so expensive, so it's really sad.
Maybe cheese sponsor. Yes, Mercy Vale.
The way your eyes
Mercy Valley.
She was finally happy to be here just then. She was like, oh my God, cheese sponsor.
Says, what's your, when your levels go in a, like go down in a game, what's your go-to to perk yourself back up?
Whatever's on standby, really.
Okay, so you don't have like, I need to have a muesli bar or I need to have this. You're like, whatever's there.
I mean, I probably should. I apparently low GI and high GI. And anyway, I just have like the party mix, whatever's on. Okay,
I'm trying to get Danny to switch to a bit of sour lollies, but it's a hard task because she doesn't think people like them. They do.
Currently, I've got the Haribo giant strawberries. They're really yummy. And the sour lollies, yeah. But Turner and I love the nerd little clusters. Mm. They're so good.
Yeah. Mm. How does it's just like a serious one for people listening. That how does like game day like affect your levels in terms of like nerves? Obviously, like yeah, the exercise, everything.
You're a brave
like
woman.
That.
I wanted to ask the same question. I didn't know she'd answer.
I mean, every day is so different. I try and eat 2 hours prior to training, so then hopefully by then my levels have kind of plateaued, but then obviously there's stress, nerves, and other things that kind of impact, but yeah, I think technology, I have a Dexcom which I attach to my stomach and it kind of sends me readings to my phone, so having that, it sends me alerts so I can stay on top of it. I mean, I don't like to say that you can stay on top of diabetes because anything can happen, but it definitely helps with the management. And our manager, Danny, she's got it on her phone as well. So I feel really comfortable, I guess, when I'm out in court knowing that I'm at a good level. But, yeah, I guess for those who don't really understand it, every time I eat, I have to inject myself with insulin. So I kind of have to count the carbs in that food and then use it. The insulin that I need to kind of counteract that because my pancreas is shit.
That's a good explanation.
So essentially I have a pancreas in my body which does nothing. So that's really helpful.
Just taking up space.
Well, yeah, I know. Look, I'm trying to get on the shred. Maybe I'll get rid of that.
Was this all your life or were you really young? Like,
so as an athlete, we have annual medical screening. So I had a blood test and then the doctor gave me a call after that just to say, oh, your sugars are a little bit high. Did you have something sweet going in before? And from memory, I had like two Uncle Toby muesli bars or something. Mm. So I had it redone and it was slightly elevated but not enough to be diagnosed. So I was on medication for 3 years, so like just tablets.
So this is in your teen years?
I was
since you moved to Sydney, wasn't 20, it?
Yeah, first year you moved to
21
Sydney.
21 to 23.
Oh, wow, this is late.
Yeah. And then I was officially diagnosed when I was 24. Our strength and conditioning coach, Lucas Cannon, shout out.
We love you, Lucas.
He was testing for diabetes at the time. He lives with cystic fibrosis. And then we wore like a CGM together and we kind of, tracked it and got the data. And I was like, my levels are going up to like 15, 16. I don't know if it's working as efficiently. So then I booked in to see my endo and then he kind of said, yeah, look, you probably need some extra help.
Oh, wow.
You're going to need some insulin. Here's your educator's name. Go see her. And then I remember going in for my first appointment and, like, injecting myself for the first time. I was like, oh, my God. I've always been petrified of needles, but, I mean, I guess you just get used to it. And so, I mean, it's a blessing when the flu jab comes around because I'm like, yeah, it hit me.
Hasn't it, even just in the last few years, hasn't it, like, dramatically changed on how you can like the Dexcom, is that what it's called?
Yeah. So,
isn't that kind of like fairly new?
Yeah. So when I was first diagnosed, I used like a finger pricker. So it was kind of not a guessing game, but it was, I guess, harder to manage because before food, you'd have to prick yourself, get a reading. And then after or 2 hours after, you'd get a reading. So throughout the day, you'd prick yourself and get a reading like six or more times. Typically more being an athlete because exercise impacts your glucose levels. So I go for a walk, typically they would lower. Doing anaerobic exercise like netball, it's quite steady. So that's quite fortunate. And then, yeah, obviously the stress and adrenaline on game days affects it as well. So everyone's so different. So it's kind of hard. There's no cookie cutter approach. It's not like I can ask another diabetic and be like, tell me your secret. What do you do?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of just on this journey. I remember getting sent home with the needles and I was like reading through the JDRF like booklet. And it's like, serious complications, could lose eyesight and lose a leg. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
So scary.
So it was quite daunting, and I had a few lows during my first week, and it was a little bit scary. But I mean, I was very lucky. I had the girls around me, my coaches, and I feel like they were kind of, yeah, my biggest support. But I guess for me, I just tried to educate myself as much as possible. So then, yeah, I guess I could best manage it that I could. And then I had a help of like a Sydney mum. She was a Swifts fan, and she had a daughter with type 1 diabetes. So she gave me a little care package, and yeah, she was really supportive too. So
has that been amazing too? Because I've seen you with photos with little girls over the years that have like shown their Dexcom with you, and like, has that been really cool to have other little girls look up to you and be like, hey, look, we're the same. We can play Netty.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. I think in particular we had a train like a Swift session, and a young girl, Emily, we still stay in touch. We've got each other's phone numbers, so we message on occasion. She's like 15 now. She's like an adult. But she wrote me a really cute letter just to say, like, stick at it, you got it. Like, if you can do it, anyone can do it. Like, good luck for World Cup. Because I was diagnosed in February, and then I was off to World Cup like 4 months later, and I probably didn't realize the severity of the condition.
I feel like you just played it so cool. You're like, yeah, whatever. Like, just fucking shred.
I was like, sweet, I get to eat jelly beans, it's fine.
Snacks.
But yeah, I definitely had my challenges. I probably dealt with them behind closed doors, just because I don't like to burden other people. But I think it definitely helped to have people reach out to me. I know there was this like an article that came out, and they did, I think it was like the Athlete's Voice. And I think I was like 1 month or 2 months post-diagnosis, and then they were asking me for advice, and I'm like, I don't know
what I'm doing.
Help me. So I did feel like the love in the community. So I definitely think that helped. We bounced questions off each other, and I know that kind of helped. But it's, yeah, really cool to connect to, you know, young girls out there, or young girls and boys living with type 1 as well. And it's just, I feel like you get this immediate connection, kind of look at each other and you're like, I know what you go through. Like, it's okay, so cool. Stay strong. It definitely, yeah, keeps you resilient. And, yeah, there's a lot going in your head and in the background, but, yeah, you just kind of manage the best you can each day.
You wouldn't know it.
Slay no, queen.
You do slay queen. I know. I've just had a look at the time, and I hate this, but we have to go wrap this up because somebody needs to leave. Well, two people.
And we accidentally interviewed kind of Sarah, but now you have to come back for another episode because you haven't fully
interviewed. We didn't get to play a game, so you have to come back.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd do shower thoughts.
Oh, do you have a shower thought?
Only before. Again, it's in reference to the dogs.
In reference to the dogs.
But, like, surely they get a sore throat.
That's not what you thought was going to happen.
But don't you reckon?
I was thinking your shower thought was going to be, like, how to get rid of dogs' voice box without hurting them or killing them. Like, actually, you know what? That's a great point, Sarah.
But, like, if you make that sound like... Like,
maybe they
hurts.
Need to do some like research into dogs' esophaguses and help humans not get sore throats.
You should start that.
That's a research project. Then I would have to be interacting with dogs. I'm not that keen on that.
Sorry. We're gonna let everyone stew, and we're gonna come back with a quick gains, goals, subtractions. Attempt 554 at speed round of gains, goals, obstructions. Speedy, Maddie Proud, what is your obstruction?
I still haven't unpacked from Adelaide, and then we leave to go to Melbourne in like 2 days.
Well, that's on you.
And I literally keep injuring myself when I walk into my room because my suitcase is like there. I like hit my shins in the middle of the night. I leave it there because I want to unpack it, but I haven't. So anyway.
Just leave it packed.
That's actually not a bad shout.
It's smart. Yeah,
actually.
It's actually really smart. Well done, Sarah. Oh, my God.
You're here every week.
Relief. Okay, I need a new obstruction.
Sarah, what's your obstruction?
I couldn't really think of anything, but I guess, yeah, Lazy on the Weekend was pretty...
Maddie Turner?
Mine was having to do a press conference after losing.
Someone sent me a screenshot of you.
Oh, my God, I think I got so sure that face, and it was like...
Well, can I say in defense, Brian sat there for like 5 minutes and no one like asked us questions, so we were just sitting there like...
So should we leave? Oh, that's so funny.
My obstruction, I actually put it on my close story and Maddie Turner disagrees with me, but it's the Smart Shuffle on Spotify.
I love it.
Is that like the equivalent of like DJ?
Somewhat. So,
and I just play songs that it thinks you will like. I love
it. Yeah, it just throws it into what. But I'm listening to a playlist for a reason. I have curated this perfectly.
Oh, I didn't think it did it during. See, I play the DJ playlist because then it plays songs for me.
I'm listening to my playlist the other day to be depresso, and I got espresso. I'm like,
I ain't depresso with espresso.
I'm in my feels listening to my Bon Iver, some and then it's like,
it's nice.
Got that. I'm put this playlist on for a reason. And it's the first option when you press shuffle. It goes automatically smart shuffle.
That's weird. I haven't actually noticed that.
Spotify.
Maybe I don't have the update.
Okay. Moving on. Speed round. Maddie Proud, your game.
I've got two. So one was getting to spend a bit of time in Adelaide. Hadn't seen my family since Christmas, which was really nice. And my other one is leading to my goal, but I've said that when Daniel leaves, I'm going to write the rest of my book. Yes. And today I had to actually go back and read what I've already written. And my gain is I realised, A, I've literally already nearly written half of it. And B, I thought it would really suck, but I enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen next? And I was like, I couldn't remember what I'd written.
Will there be dragons?
Well, that I did say that Zayden and the dragons might come into it. I think I'll just get through the Grey series first.
She can be
first.
Reading the book.
True. A little bit of bookception.
It's like breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
And it's actually a nod to us.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, nice.
Nod. Actually, speaking of nods, a girl came up to me at the Adelaide game and said, asked me literally specifically, she waited for ages for me to come down. And then she said, Maddie, can you please give me a shout out on the Mad Chatter podcast? Jacinta from Adelaide, here is your shout out.
That makes so much sense. We got so many requests of
yeah. when there I put you go, the Jacinta. Okay. Jacinta. Shout out.
Shinta. Sezi, your goal. Oh, sorry, your game.
This was from a couple of weeks, but I got a coffee machine and it's probably the best thing I've ever
like
bought.
Like a Smeg?
No, okay. Breville.
Breville sponsor.
Do yourself a favour. Honestly, the best thing ever. It tastes like the real deal. Also, we've got a special guest this week, Nolene.
Oh my God,
that's probably a Nepal moment.
That actually really was.
That is a moment that matters.
Yeah. She is Nepal royalty and she's been incredible. Great energy, great gal.
She's amazing.
Turner. My gain was seeing the fam bam in Adelaide and little Mason and then Kayla's like, pregnant, so the next time I see her, she'll have another one. So it's just exciting. So many little besties.
I know.
I love it.
It looked very wholesome.
It was very wholesome. Weather great. Can't complain.
Classic Adelaide, hey?
What about you?
My gain is yet to come. It's this weekend going to Melb's. Little getaway before the getaway.
You're coming to the Netty?
I am.
Oh.
She's supporting the other team.
No, I'm going to take my scarf too. I haven't told Chris that. But I will take my scarf. I have my Swift scarf, my Palmy Army shirt. Guys, you don't understand being split between mum and dad.
It's easy. Are we dad or are we mum?
You can be whatever you want to be.
I'll be whoever you want me to be.
Goals.
My goal is now that I can actually say that it's to write.
Right.
Because it's been my goal for a long time and I didn't live up to it, but now it's actually going to happen.
Now I mean it. Goal.
Yeah, so nice. It just proves that I'm a liar in previous episodes, but now I'm sticking to it.
Sezi?
I just need my retaining wall completed.
So anyone who's listening, get the retaining wall.
So it's back. Stressing me out.
Yeah. I'm going to message my dad after this and ask him.
Thanks.
He'll know someone.
Yes, he will.
Turner?
My goal is to learn as much from Dame Knowles as I can because, yeah, she is I want her brain. She's so cool. And she's so lovely.
She's so nice. I just want her to stay forever.
We've tried.
I'm really jealous.
I might just cancel her flight. She won't know.
She actually said, she's like, there's a chance I could stay a little bit longer.
But yeah.
Huge.
Love.
My goal, I have a couple. One is to just not get sick because now I'm in crunch time.
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
So like I go away in like, oh my God, 2 weeks from today. It's Wednesday.
It's like, what's happening to the potty? We haven't discussed this. Anyway.
Yeah.
Also, a bit offline as
well.
That's
really awkward.
But I have like if I'm gonna get sick, it needs to be like now, because I can't do it on the plane. That's crunch time. And the second is, I was like, why are you coughing on me?
I took a long time to realize that too. Well done, Maddie. Too quick for us.
The second is, and it's also partly a recommendation. Matthew and I need to finish episode 3 of the test of the new.
I've heard that episode 3. Someone tweeted saying episode 3 is like the greatest moment in documentary TV. Yeah, apparently it's a great episode.
Episode 2 was wonderful.
I need to watch it.
Have you two watched the test? I honestly don't think you necessarily need to be a cricket fan.
Yeah.
We went to the premiere, actually.
Yeah we did. Of season 2, I think we did, didn't we?
One of the greatest documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Pat Cummins.
I can't remember if I've watched it all, though. Maybe I'd need to go back.
But there's a really great little storyline with Gary.
The goat.
Yeah.
When he played with his dump.
When he went out and lifted. And yeah. Well, it was great for us to watch because Matt and I were like, we remember this, but we don't remember watching it. But we were in Italy while this was all happening. So it was great to see the
shout out. You were just off on another holiday.
I don't know if you remember, I was in Italy on the Amalfi Coast. But yeah, so everyone go watch that. Yes. And also me and Matthew finished that.
Love that.
And Mads, how did you want to finish off today's potty?
Well, first I just want to say thank you so much, Sarah. You've been an Seriously. Absolute pleasure. sorry for interviewing you, but you were a star and you can come back anytime you want. But other than that, I'd just like to say Perfect Podcast don't exist.